now national anthems should be, well, should they have a place in football? Sun journalist Mark McIntosh has raised the issue ahead of the Irish Cup final with Cliftonville, which will take place with Coleraine next month. The showpiece final being held at Windsor Park on May 5th, which would traditionally start with the national anthem. But the question this morning, should it be if the vast majority of clubs support comes from a nationalist background? 0-30-30-80-55-55. And then, should an anthem be played before any game, domestic or international? Maybe you think, if you're a football fan yourself, it is really important. It's a moment, a very short moment at the start of a match where we stand in solidarity with whoever. Or maybe you think, well, because they can be divisive and there's no direct link to the actual game, the sport itself, the football that's played on that pitch, that it's not necessary. 0-30-30-80-55-55. Mark McIntosh joins me this morning. Good morning to you.
Morning, Willie.
So too does sports journalist Keith Bailey. Good morning, Keith.
Hello.
First of all, Mark, just to elaborate a little bit on your thoughts on this, because there will be people that say this is a vital part of the football game, that experience, whether you're watching at home or you're there in the stadium.
Yeah, look, it's several debates within one, to be honest. I raised the issue because a few years ago, when Cliftonville were in the Irish Cup final, the Irish FA took the decision to scrap the anthem. And I think the plan at the time was to scrap the anthem and maybe kind of do it under the radar so no one even noticed. And, you know, a lot of people probably wouldn't have noticed that it disappeared. And they did it for the reason, quite simple, that there was a very strong likelihood that the anthem would have been booed, and obviously there'd be negativity around that. It's got me thinking quite a long time. I just... Like you said in the intro there, I just don't see the point of having an anthem at a football match. It doesn't have any place.
Explain to me, Mark, because I'm not great with football or sport in general, but say, for example, an English Cup final, what would they play there? What would they stand for?
Yeah, in the English FA Cup final, they would have God Save the Queen would be played there, and Abide With Me, the hymn. Again, just a traditional thing in the FA Cup final. My understanding, though, the Scottish Cup finals, they wouldn't have any sort of anthem. So, you know, this is something that's just happened for years in Northern Ireland, and, you know, maybe a lot of the time, typical in Northern Ireland, if it's happened for years, people think it should always happen. My point would be, it's football, I don't see the point. It's a slightly different issue with the Northern Ireland games, because you're instructed, every national association is instructed to play an anthem before the game. Now, again, I think there's a misconception here that it has to be a national anthem. The simple fact is it has to be a song played. It has to be an anthem. I would love something unique to Northern Ireland. At the moment, we don't have that. But my point still is, I don't see why we need the national anthem to be played before a game.
Let's talk, Keith, in general terms about any football match. Should it be that there is, if there's something played for people to stand to, it is something neutral that will not upset anyone that's there? What do you think?
Well, listen, I think there's two separate issues here, as Mark has pointed out. And I am broadly in agreement with Mark. You know, we've got the Irish Cup final coming up. The Irish Cup final is going to be a fantastic occasion this year with Cliftonville and Coleraine, two fantastic football teams who will both bring a big crowd to Windsor Park. And we want this to be a positive and memorable occasion. I think it's obviously when Cliftonville being in the final as recently as 2013, it wasn't played. And I would imagine the IFA will make the same decision this time around and not play God Save the Queen before the game. And I think that's the right decision. And in all honesty, there is really no need for God Save the Queen to be played before the Irish Cup final. It's not an international fixture. It's the Northern Irish Cup final, essentially. And really, playing God Save the Queen serves no great purpose.
You're a football fan yourself, Keith?
Yes, absolutely, yeah, of course.
So when you go to a match, who do you support?
Well, I'm a Northern Ireland fan. Obviously, I'm a sports journalist. When you want to look at the international side of things, again, as Mark says, it is slightly different because an anthem has to be played. But realistically, you know, we've played God Save the Queen for many years, and I appreciate that an awful lot of my fellow Northern Ireland fans are very passionate about it and believe that it should be played.
Well, that's what I'm trying to understand, and it's just purely because I'm not a football man myself. But when you're there, when you're at a match, what would your friends, your colleagues, or those that find the anthem being played before a Northern Ireland game, that is important? What is that feeling? What is that?
Well, I suppose it's a sense of pride in your country and a belief that it's an international fixture, so your nationality should be represented there. But
so if you're playing an English team, for example?
Well, an English team, if Northern Ireland play England, then God Save the Queen is played once, essentially, because it's both teams' anthems. But I think it's worth pointing out that Scotland and Wales both have their own unique anthem, and I think that's what Northern Ireland should really have. They should have their own anthem. I mean, we've got the Commonwealth Games coming up this week, and they start tomorrow in Australia, and Northern Ireland are representative of that as their own individual nation, and the anthem that they play is Londonderry Irish. I think that would be appropriate for football. I mean, it's worth saying that you've got to respect people who don't share my opinion and think that God Save the Queen should remain as our anthem. But for me personally, I think it would be more inclusive, and it would be more importantly, it represents Northern Ireland as an individual entity rather than just part of the United Kingdom if okay. we had our own bespoke anthem.
Mark, what will happen for this cup final?
I think it's anyone's guess at this moment in time. I think right now there would be an opinion that the anthem will be played. I'm yet to hear anything to say that it won't. But I agree with Keith. I think a decision should be taken. And again, I just don't think it should be this cup final. I think it should be every cup final afterwards. There's just no need for a national anthem to be played before an Irish cup final. Okay. It just doesn't make any sense.
We'll leave it there for now. Mark McIntosh and Keith Bailey, thank you.